dumb, eh?
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
People are not having Drake's appreciation birthday post. And I mean, he's just trying to thank everybody is what he's doing. But it came off a little funny. So he actually had this like huge Narcos themed birthday bash. All of his like famous friends were there and everything. But one of his friends, Future the Prince, had a very special gift for Drake. It's a Rolls Royce Phantom, like super high class quality car, just like one that a young Drake used to ride around in. But the story behind it, because, you know, there's like a picture of it on Drake's Instagram and he did this whole post. So Drake goes, back in 2007, we used to finesse this Rolls Royce Phantom rental to convince people in the city we were destined to make it. I used to scrape together $5,000 a month somehow to keep up appearances.
Ooh, I hate when you have to scrap together $5,000.
It's tough. Hard out here in these streets trying to make it look like you're a baller.
You better look under them couch cushions.
That's a lot of pennies.
So he's all like, and I mean, honestly, if you put yourself in Drake's shoes and you don't understand like the struggle necessarily, you're like, this is back when we used to have to scrape together $5,000 to make it look like we were, you know, rich.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, sir,
what you doing?
That's no, you had like Degrassi money back then. It's not like you, come on, like just say thank you and that's it. You don't have to give the backstory to the story that wasn't actually a good story anyway. So people are giving him a lot of crap.
I just feel like when you get to a certain level and you've been famous and rich for so long, you just forget what it's like. So when he says $5,000,
he's
like
oh, how did I survive back then?
I'm like, girl, $5,000, I would grovel for $5,000.
Like, what? That doesn't even make any sense.
I would do a lot for $5,000.
That money doesn't even, like, I can't wrap my head around. So anyway, everyone is just a little, like, eye-rolly at Drake today, but happy birthday nonetheless. Okay, champagne poppy. Another quick tidbit that people are starting to weigh in on, Super Bowl commercials. Don't ask me why. I guess they're starting to like take polls about this for some reason. Whatever. And I mean, we already know what the halftime show is going to be. So it's putting itself together. In this new survey, though, your Tampa Bay neighbor has described their perfect Super Bowl commercial as funny, no politics, family friendly, and featuring a celebrity, preferably The Rock.
Oh. Yeah, I agree with this.
Very
I like it.
Specific. So if you... Maybe someone could get a hold of The Rock, make sure that it's family friendly, funny, not political.
He's all that.
Wow. There you
more.
Go.
Maybe we'll produce a Hot 101.5 commercial with The Rock in it.
Who? That Rock doesn't know who we are.
Hey.
Listen, if we all just find $5,000
and
scrape it together.
Scrape it together. You could maybe start to afford talking to The Rock. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.